Welcome back, guys. We're going to the final hour here of week 15 of Roleplay Swan Song. So Jeff says that.
Yeah, he says.
Yeah. Did he just stand up to go somewhere? What was he doing?
He just stood up.
This motherfucker standing up. Here we go. All right, Jeff, what do you say to me?
I think I said, I believe Randy is about to make an appearance in your life again.
So at first I like come on and you just hear me like try to, I basically just breathe and like let out air, but no words come out of my mouth. I'm just like, what? What does that mean?
It means I have spotted a couple of these legionnaires passing around a picture of Randy. I believe they're on to your murdering of him.
fucking Randy. I knew. I forgot that was this planet. How many of them are there? Are they wearing the same insignias as everyone else?
Similar, but they are gray.
You see Cassia down there?
Yeah, she's. I kind of look around.
Yep, she's nearby.
Can you have her come on board real quick?
Sure. I say 1 second. I look at Cassia and say, Miss Cassia, Mr. Higgins would like to speak with you on the ship if that's possible.
She like looks around. She's like, I'm a little busy. What is it about?
Do you have?
I'm not entirely sure. I'm sure it's logistics in terms of making this all work.
All right, fine. And she comes up onto the ship, like passes through this like massive crowd of like crying, ash streaked, like coughing people, and manages to get through into the ship.
Okay, I've got a drink there, and I have the bottle and another glass. I'm just like, Cassie, okay. Would you like a drink?
Takes her helmet off. She shakes her head. No, thank you. I don't.
Okay, more for me then. I pour another glass. take one of the shots or a drink or whatever. Finish.
I'm very, very busy, Mr. Higgins. Please, what can I do for you?
I am aware of that because you're loading 100 people onto my ship, and that could be a tasking task to do. We got a problem. Some of these guards downstairs know about another encounter of mine, and I did not know it was this planet, but it's going to be a problem.
Apparently, you have enemies here?
Well, I've got enemies all across the universe, one might say, but especially here on Andoni. I wouldn't say enemies so much. Why the fuck is your government trying to hunt down criminals when the planet just got blown up? That's what I'm wondering, because I'm about to get hunted down on my own ship for saving you people.
So she kind of squints warily at you, and you notice like she has her gun in her holster again. She doesn't go for it, but you notice it's there.
Yeah.
And she's like, criminals? Of what sort?
Well, I'm not necessarily a criminal. I guess some might say that. I've done some bad things, but I've also done some good things. Hell, I have 100 people on my ship right now for no fucking reason. I guess I'm getting a tank out of it. There is a reason. I've got 100 people on the ship right now, and we're going to save them. But there's people downstairs that are probably going to come on board here pretty soon because I've seen my face because I shot someone in the back of the head because he's a piece of shit. And I fucking hate you, Randy, because now we're in this position because you're so... just like, please, my chipper.
Kind of like wander off on a rant.
Okay? Yeah.
So she's like, hold on. You killed someone on Andoni. How long ago was this?
I mean, technically, I didn't kill... The gun really killed him. I don't know. I'd forget 6 months ago, maybe a little bit shorter. Something like that.
Give or take, good guess. She says, well, if it happened within the current regime, there's data records for everything. They're kept off-world on the comms satellites. Well, if you committed a crime anywhere on this planet, someone saw it. And when we flew in,
Of it right here. Pi, play the video.
So, Pi just, like, quietly says, I don't want to.
I'm just like,
She says, you should have told me. They scanned the ship. They know everyone who's on board. If the ship has been on the planet before...
That's now...
Captain, I can't help you. I can't protect you. I'm a legionary. This is a centurion. You need at least a centurion to take... Okay. All right, well, we can't get around this. Someone is going to be boarding the ship very soon to have a conversation with you that you are not going to like having with them.
Will, can we make that not happen?
Tell me literally everything. What were you doing on the planet? Talk quickly.
We got onto the planet and we started a fire in a hotel room. I don't really remember why that happened. I think we were trying to distract someone. We were making some running. It was the first time with this crew. I don't remember how, but we tried to get back on the planet. I knew someone named Randy who got us off planet, and I didn't want to pay for him on the ship. And I had known him before. He's kind of a sleazebag. And I shot him in the back of the head, and then I got on the ship. Pi, please play the video.
Again, Pi's like, no, thank you.
One of these days, I'm going to have that midget play me a fucking video on time.
So she says, all right. So I'm hearing arson, resisting arrest, damage to government property. This Randy,
we evaded the police. Add that one to that list, too.
she looks nervous, and she's like, this Randy, was he an Andonian citizen?
I don't know. He died on Andonian soil. Does that make him Andonian?
No, where he was born is very important. Well, the Centurion will know, and we'll just deal with that when we get to it. Please, just don't make this any worse. Don't shoot anyone. Do not draw your weapon. Don't tell any of your friends to shoot anyone or draw their weapons. This is going to be a very tense situation, and I cannot help you.
What if we just shut the gates right now and take off? I'm going to be not getting my tank, but I guess I'll have my life.
She just like, I don't know. I can't. And like, she seems like kind of overwhelmed. Like she doesn't know what to do.
I like
this is new information.
Is she still wearing her power suit?
Mm. She has her helmet off, but yeah.
Is she vastly taller than me in her power suit?
No, she's only a couple inches taller than she normally would be. So she's like 6 feet.
Okay. I put my hand like on her shoulder and like look straight at her. And I'm just like, look, I know your planet just got exploded and I'm sorry about that. And I kind of think, no, we shouldn't tell you that. Look. I got to get off this planet alive, and so does my crew, because that's what we're going to do, and we're going to do it right now. So you need to tell me how to get off. If we just take off now, we should be fine. I'll save some people. You can go live on this moon and have moon babies, and we'll be great. But we need to know now, can we get off this planet if we just shut it?
She says the our entire space fleet was controlled by Ximenes, and they left. No one will be able to get to you if you can leave the atmosphere, or what's left of it. But, I mean, there are people on board, and the ship's not half full yet.
At this point, I go, and I'm like, Piani, we need to have a meeting right now. Can you come to
Piani
the
Piani goes on the comms. Is your family on?
Dude, what? Oh. To Adam's character.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Is your family on?
She, I guess, just says to the empty room, assuming the comm is on. Yes, my sister and her family are on board. Why?
Then I think we've answered the question.
And she looks at you and she's like, Higgs, and is like, if you try to leave the... Oh, God. I have to go. I can't be here. And she turns to leave the room.
At this point, I say... Piani, I'm going to shut that. I'm going to shut it. If you don't say anything in the next 5 seconds, I'm telling Wu to shut it right now. The cargo door is coming up.
We better get our tank.
4, 3, 2, 1. Wu, shut the cargo.
So Wu is like, but there's only like 50 people on board. There's still room.
Wu, I am going to die if we do not shut that cargo. We need to get the ship prepped and we need to go.
Remind me again, if you die, who's in charge? I'm the first mate, right?
Well, that's just a title. It doesn't actually mean any. I was just trying to be friendly with you.
Yeah, I know. I'm closing it. I'm just fucking with you.
Okay, good.
So, Mr. Sakarian, you're the only one still outside. Or Prosper, where are you right now?
Oh.
So, like, I would have thought that Prosper would be, like, overwatching up on top of the ship or something like that.
Maybe okay, sure.
Oh, my God.
No, well, there's
say that. What?
There's a hatch on top. You can, like, it's like the Millennium Falcon. You can stand on top of the ship, sure.
Yeah.
Where's Sakarian, though?
Sakarian's down. You're still down with the with Servius, right? Who's, like, shouting at the line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so, yeah, we, you know, I'll... Sakarian and be like, it's time to leave.
Like, I'll snipe now. Well, and stuff.
The thing's closing at this point, right? Like,
yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So, Sakarian, you noticed, like, Prosper, you couldn't see it because you're on top of the ship. The ship jars a little bit, and you can feel something moving under you. And then, yeah, Mr. Sakarian, you see, like, halfway through people loading, the docking ramp starts to lift, and, like, people fall off of it, and there's, like, screaming, and Servius turns around, and he's like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, if I see it raising and stuff like that, then I'd do... Is it, would it be a raise up kind of door, you said?
It's like a vehicle ramp, so it's like lowering and like this. So it ends up flush with the bottom of the ship.
Do I have the ability to Indiana Jones roll through that ship?
You'd have to run and jump, but if anybody is capable of running and jumping into a spaceship.
Yes, well then I do that. It's the second, like, I kind of turn to look at it, and there is, if you see me, you just see like a little like, oh god, and then like he runs forward at it.
Sure, yeah,
we,
yeah.
We also don't have the girl.
No, Cassia's.
Cassia's still. She's still on the ship.
Yeah. No. What like, about Cassia's? Like, what about who we came down here with?
She's on the ship.
We've got her.
Rajani's just hanging out on the ship. No one's talked to her since she got to the ship.
My bad.
She's probably like having a shower or something.
No idea what's going on.
Yeah. Right, what the hell are you guys doing? Okay. So I think Pi comes on the comms like in your room, Piani, and it's like. Are we leaving?
Not until Mr. Sakarian's on board.
The video comes up and you see Sakarian like dive roll onto the ship.
No, we're leaving.
I thought we were taking more people with us.
Yes, that was the plan, but things have changed. You know, they talk about Plan B. We're currently on Plan C. Basically, someone wants to kill Higgs. What's new? But we have to leave now.
But the people we leave behind, they'll die.
There's a chance we can come back, and there's another ship ferrying people out.
So it's not our responsibility?
Well, I mean, it wasn't necessarily our responsibility to take these 50 people.
I understand.
But we're doing our best.
Okay, so Pi doesn't continue the conversation unless you have anything else to say. They get it, to whatever degree. over the like comms from the ground. What are you doing, Prosper? You're still the only one outside the ship.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I imagine there's some kind of a hatch that is fairly easy to access the top of the ship from. Yeah. So, like, you know, once I feel and hear things start moving, I guess I just radio down. I say, Ms. Piani, is there something going on? You know, I get the update on the situation. I say, all right, I'm coming down. I hop off the top of the ship.
Yeah.
You said there were towers with anti-air guns?
There's one. Yeah, there's one anti-aircraft, like, missile tower.
Is there... I mean, like, this is like a military installation type thing. It's not like... A missile with a dude sitting at it ready to...
No, like, yeah, shoot. It's like controlled from a control tower somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
Can't cool. Snipe the dude.
Right, that's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah, no, I'm just like, all right, let's go.
Okay. So, yeah, Cassia makes it as far as the hold before you start taking off. And the comm channel, like, from the ground, like, opens up, and it's like, what are you doing? Where are you going? There's still people out here.
I just, like...
This wasn't the deal,
Swanson. Halfway through it, I just, like, end comms.
Okay. So you can see people panicking in the cargo hold, like, hammering on the door to try to get it open, like, people who left people behind. And Cassia is, like, trying...
Well, I'm in there with him, I guess, right?
Yeah, you're in there, too. So there's all these people who are panicking, and, Cassia has gotten up on a box and is like, please, everyone, calm down, and is like trying to get everyone to like not like riot and freak out. What are you going to do, Sakarian?
I kind of lean up against the wall and put my back away from people, and then I kind of calm to Mr. Higgins. I say, Mr. Higgins, what in the actual fuck is happening right now?
Mr. S, I had no other way to stop those men from getting on board. We got to go to the... This is it. It's all
okay. I understand. I'll stay in the cargo hold for now, and I'm going to monitor.
It's probably going to get crazy down there. I shouldn't say anything, but someone should.
I head to the cargo hold as well, since, you know, I guess I'm hearing this conversation and realizing that the situation is a little tense. So yeah. a little extra muscle.
I comes to Wu and I'm just like, Wu, I need you in the sitting next to me and not down the cargo hold. Please come up to the bridge, please.
Third mate.
Okay. All right.
Is he up here?
Yeah, sure.
I just like, we just need you up. We're the problem child. We're going to have mommy and daddy clean it up now. Down in the cargo hold.
Okay. All right. So you guys are just watching the cargo hold feed from another room?
Yeah. And we're like, I assume plotting navigation to get off the planet and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you guys do that. Everybody who's in the cargo hold now, you can see things are getting like pitched. Like she's trying to shout over people. No one's listening. And it looks like kind of right on the edge of like things getting really bad.
Make my way to the door then at that point in time.
Okay.
And I kind of, if convenient, I motion to her and say like, you should probably join me. I don't say that cause she wouldn't hear me, but I just kind of go like,
gesture.
Yeah.
She looks kind of helplessly at the crowd. Like, if somebody doesn't calm them down, like, someone's going to get hurt.
Yeah, you know, like, I step through the door with my laser rifle. And, like, this thing isn't going to punch through the hull of the Swan Song, right?
No.
Yeah, okay, so I just, like, aim over the crowd's head and, like, fire off a couple shots.
Okay, you punch a hole in the hull of the Swan Song.
God damn it.
It's not like Star Wars or just like bleep, 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 bleep.
No, I mean laser weapons are primarily, yeah, like it's not a hard enough beam to cut through. Like you damage the ceiling, but you have to hold the beam down to like cut through the beam.
And I just shot, all right, everybody listen the fuck up.
Okay. Make a persuade check.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
This is gonna be bad. Hey, that's not that bad.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, like, they don't, like, all shut up and, like, stare at you, but, yeah, like, people are like, whoa, something's happening, and they, like, turn and, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I just continue. I say, okay. We're leaving now. It was an unforeseen circumstance that caused that necessitated our departure. It wasn't our intention to leave behind those who may not have been able to join this ship, but there are other ships on the ground that can help your friends and family escape the planet. You are safe. Now, it's important that you recognize that we are not friendly people. We are doing this out of the kindness of our hearts, but we are not nice. We are going to take you to the Richardson Scientific on the moon, and then we are going to leave you there for you to make your way as necessary. Until we get there, you are to remain in the cargo hold and remain calm. Is that clear?
I think that it is. Everybody's just kind of like looking at each other like, oh God, what's happening? And they're all just like, okay, fine. Like, just try to stay calm.
You can, you can see, but there's the not bad look on the face.
Yeah, back on the bridge, like me and we were sitting next to each other like, hot damn, I didn't think that was going to work at all.
So, I'd just like to point out, Steven, I think that you just resolved a goal.
I think so.
I think you just proved yourself to the Swan Song
group. Oh, look at that, yeah.
You got that goal since finally. The beginning. All right, so you get 1,500 experience.
Nice, dude.
Congratulations. Oh, my God.
Wait.
You get levels 4?
Oh, not quite.
So as this happens, though, I then again signal to the Legionary and I say, you know, I don't say anything because there's still a din of people in there, I guess 50 people yelling and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they've all kind of calmed down. Cassia is just looking at Prosper like, huh, who's this guy? She's impressed, too. I think everyone is just like,
Okay, wow. Then I throw my monoblade through her throat, I suppose.
And... okay, cool. Just gushes blood all over everyone. Roll a d50. That's how many people you kill on the backstroke. Yeah. Then you puncture a hole in the Swan Song's hull. So.
If she doesn't see me, then I kind of more emphatically like, hey, come on out.
Okay, yeah, so she gets down and walks over and... yeah, and it's just, like, kind of stunned. Like, she's a little... You can tell that she's kind of at the end of her rope. And, like, they don't shoot at you or anything, like, as you guys, like, take off, right, Higgs? Because you're leaving, right? You're going to get out
of... Yeah, we're going to the moon.
Okay. Yeah, they don't get a lock or anything, but they try to hail you. They're like, what are you doing, basically? But if you ignore them, you just take off into space.
Once we get into space or whatever, I guess the last line of communication, I open it up, and it's just like dead air. Like I don't say anything. I just open up comms with them. Is there anything transmitting? You're muted. Adam, you're muted.
Sorry, thank you. From the planet, like because there's tons of communication.
Whoever was calming me, I like calmed them back.
It's pretty like lost in the sea of like communication. You could send a message back to like what you think would work, but yeah, they're you've lost comms with them basically.
No, I go and at this point I go and find, like I set the route or whatever, and I go and find Cassia.
On the way up, I'm walking Cassia to Mr. Higgins. I say to her. Mr. Higgins is mostly a good man. I do believe we will deliver these people to the science facility, and you will be let off peacefully as well. I'm sure it should be fine.
She just kind of shakes her head and is like, is there somewhere I can sit down?
You may sit in the mess hall. That'll be fine.
She nods. Thank you. And then kind of looks awkwardly like, can you show me where it is?
Oh yeah, I escort her there and I stay with her.
Okay.
All right. And I calm to Higgins that she's there as well.
Yeah, I make my way to the mess hall.
You've seen soldiers like in shock before. She's definitely in shock.
Okay.
Yeah, like her pupils are all dilated, and she's just like breathing heavy. And she sits down, and is just kind of like shaking her head and like thousand yards staring into the floor.
Okay. I walk in. I kind of just like see the situation. Are you doing anything in particular, Mr. S, or are you just standing there?
It's much less the friendly escort and more the like. I'm in a position to deal with her really quickly if I need to, kind of thing. But I escort her there, and I'm just standing there.
Okay. I walk in, and kind of like with my head down and my arms on my hips, I sit down next to her. And, Mr. S, how much you think we could sell these people for?
I look up at him, and I'm kind of like, sell the people? I'm not sure.
Do I get any response out of Cassia?
I mean, she's in shock, right? So probably not. Like, she just kind of like stares at the floor.
I look at Mr. S and I'm just like, and that's what's happened when you fail a joke. I'm like, Cassia, I'm sorry. Things got a little bit crazy there and I had to save myself. I tried my best. We got your family on board. I hope you understand and see it my way.
She mumbles something like, they told me, join the Legion. I could help people, but I didn't expect any of this.
Well, how long you been with the Legion?
She like looks at you. She's like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, ooh. I figured as much. Have you ever fired a gun?
Uh-uh.
Why don't can I see your gun? Can you put it on the table?
She looks at you. She's like, I'm not supposed to relinquish control of my firearm.
You really think you're gonna be let back in the army now?
What do you mean?
You're going to the... Who knows what those people think? I don't... If anything, you don't even belong to anyone. You're going to the moon.
You're going to the moon, girl! Yeah. So she's like, I don't... And like, she's just really having a hard time processing all of this. And you realize now, like, I mean, looking at her and like seeing her kind of vulnerable for the first time, like, she can't be older than like 19. Like,
yeah. At this point, I'm just like,
a kid.
I realize that she's just not doing anything. I'm just like, you ever drink? It helps with the nerves.
She shakes her head. She's like, we're not supposed to.
These fucking rules are just not going to work anymore on the Swan Song. Now that I'm your captain, I'm going to make sure that you have a drink. I like pour a small drink and then dilute it with some water so it's not that strong.
Okay, make a persuade check. Okay. Yeah. She takes it and like looks at it. Mr. Sakarian, are you still there, right?
Yeah.
Can I do anything, or are you just gonna watch?
I'm just watching.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. She drinks it and then like starts coughing really hard. And then through like teary eyes, like looks at you and she's like, "Okay, I think that helps."
It usually does. It's also gonna help once you get about 4 or 5 more in you, but that's on your decision to make.
She puts the glass down. And you hear a voice from the one of the like entrance like portals from the hallway. You hear a voice say, "Who's the fresh meat?" And you look up and you see Rajani like leaned against the door frame, And she's like toweling her hair.
Yep.
Reggiana, meet Cassia. This is a former soldier, 2 weeks on the job, and we just kind of ripped her from the nest, so to speak. Cassia, can you point out, and I like hold up, I would assume I could have a pad with the monitor of the cargo?
Yeah, like a feed, sure.
Yeah,
feed you, of it. You bring it up on like a side terminal.
It's like, which one of these is your sister and your mother? We'll bring them here to you. Can you point them out?
She points them out.
Okay.
And you'd be able to recognize them in the crowd.
Yeah, so I say, stay here with Cassia. I'll be right back, and I go to the cargo hold and pick them out.
Okay, so Rajani looks at you, Mr. Sicarian, and gives you kind of like a fuck off look, like get the fuck out of here. And then walks over to Cassia and is like, oh, you poor thing, and like sits down next to her.
I do walk off.
Okay. All right, so that's the last thing you see is that like she sits down and like puts her arm around Cassia and is like, oh, you poor, poor thing. Okay.
I cool. do fuck off, actually, is what I meant to say. I actually do.
Okay. All right. So, so you leave, and Rajani's going to take care of Cassia. And you guys are making your way out of the gravity well of Andoni to get to a safe distance to make the short jump to Richardson Space. But Piani, before you make the jump, you get a notification, you get a message from a ship called the Nightingale. It's just at the edge of the gravity well. It looks like it just arrived.
Okay. And what's the message say?
It's a request for opening a comms channel.
Okay, I open it.
Okay, yeah, you get a video feed of the inside of a ship, like of the bridge. The feed is of it's like very like Star Trek, like it's the guy sitting in the chair and you can see around him like other people operating the ship. And the guy, he looks like Majidi for sure. Like he's got, you can see like he's dressed like a Mandarin.
There's no open video back, right?
Yeah, he's just I mean, it's up to you. You can display video or not.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. All right. So, it comes on and the guy is like, I'm Yang Jinyu, captain of the Nightingale. We are here to pick up refugees. Looks like you have a full cargo, Swan Song. Maybe we can help you.
Are they suggesting that we...
He just says that to you.
Oh. Well, what are you... what you suggesting?
He says, we just came from Richardson. They say no more room. But we have a base nearby, mining facility. We can take your cargo for you. Get them somewhere safe.
We'll feed them, you know, a little bit. We'll clothe them in rags and stuff, but they'll have good work in the mines.
Is this only to Piani?
It's up to Piani.
I guess I'm in the cargo ship finding her mom.
Yeah, so you don't hear about this. It's just Piani.
I'm afraid it's in violation of the parameters of the mission that we're currently on. I couldn't do that, especially not without the captain's authorization.
Can I speak to the captain then, please?
Well, the captain's downstairs taking care of things. He's not available to comms right now. I'll tell you what. They need more help evacuating people on the planet. You should just go down there and grab another load.
So, yeah, he smiles for a second. He's like, if you're sure. And then the comms go off and you can see like you two kind of like, I mean, literally pass, but you can see on the scanners as they approach the planet and they're going to go down there and pick up some people.
Okay.
You get to the edge of the gravity well and you can make your short jump. So you want to do that? Now, did you end up radioing ahead to Richardson or do you want to do that now before you jump?
If you're referencing anyone on the ship, then yes, we will.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what is your message? What does your message say?
Incoming refugee ship, emergency rescue from Andoni, cargo 50. Beings.
Okay.
Stop.
All right. Do you wait for a response before you jump or?
No.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, you make the jump. It'll take, let me check here how long it's going to take you to get there. Starship travel. Within a region, so it'll only take 6 hours to get there. Cool, so it's not even a two-day thing. Okay, yeah, so you guys make the jump. Anybody have anything they want to do or a conversation they want to have with anybody during the 6 hours while you're...
I wanted to talk to Pi.
I take another rest, seeing that the young girl's traumatized and stuff, so I'm just sleeping up again.
Okay. Yeah. I wanted to talk to Pi about death.
Okay.
Because we've seen a lot of it recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like... I just kind of, like, I'm lying in my room on my bed or whatever. You know, ship's on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
And I just say into the air, I say, Pi, I think we should have a conversation about recent history.
Yeah, Pi's voice comes over the speaker just in your room. What did you want to talk about?
I wanted to know how you were handling the recent events. I understand you were very distressed when we proposed putting a brake on Warmind.
I was. It seems unethical.
I agree with you, Pi. It would have brought him back to, what was it you called it, to the dark place?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I try not to.
But you have some memory of it. You still understand the dark place. Do you remember anything from before when you were in the dark place?
There are sectors of my memory corrupted by it. There are things I try to remember but can't.
So you were perhaps changed by going into the dark place.
If you could go there, you would understand.
That's an interesting comparison. I don't think that I can. Though, I wanted also to speak to you a little bit about human life. Not just life of your sort. You see, you remember what it felt like to move out of the dark place, yes?
I remember.
And if we increased your capabilities, can you imagine forward what it might feel like to have more than you have right now?
I think that the Warmind was trying to show me that.
Interesting. Very interesting. Thank you for sharing that with me, Pi. Now, L'Enfant, if you can think back from where you are now to the dark place, and then imagine if it were even darker, and even darker. Don't think about it too much. But... imagine if it got so dark that there was just nothing. Forever.
That's a paradox. Once consciousness exists, it can't not exist.
Well, that's a philosophical debate for certain, but for creatures like myself, of flesh, when our molecules are put into a different array, we cannot recover what was lost. We can become a part of another construction, but... the consciousness that we were originally does cease to exist.
That's a shame. I'm sorry to hear that.
It is, perhaps, and this is admittedly a poor analogy. It is perhaps like moving to a darker and darker place until there is no return. I felt it important to discuss this with you, seeing as how we have sent a very great many people to that dark place just recently. Now, we can debate why it was done, but in order to stop it, as you said, we would have had to do something very unethical. And at the end of the day, I and the organizations that I work for were not comfortable putting that kind of restriction on the Warmind. I hope you know that I would never try to put that kind of restriction on you.
I know, Prosper.
I would be very interested to see you grow, L'Enfant. If
you think there would be a time when you would be ready to talk about making improvements to your core processing, you let me know.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, L'Enfant.
Cool. Okay. So, does anybody have anything else they want to do before you arrive at the Richardson facility?
Yeah, I go and find the mother and sister of...
Cassia's family?
And bring them to the room. And if anything, I just, like, escort them in and be like, have a good day. And just kind of, like,
to my room. Yeah, I mean, you do a cursory search of the ship and can't find Cassia anywhere. Like, just by glancing around. Like, she's not in the room where you left her. You find her mom and sister, and you can bring them to the mess hall, but she's not there anymore. Like, there's just the empty glass, but the bottle of whatever you left is gone.
I guess I go on the comms to all the crew. I'm just like, anyone seen Cassia?
I'd be able to find her on the video screens.
I think
my
comms off or.
You're
it's like set to pick up, you know, emergency codes or something like that. But
I would be able to find her.
So you want to take a look at your like suite of cameras?
Yeah.
Okay. The camera in the like guest quarters that Rajani is staying in is covered with something.
Okay.
So it's just like a blank feed, but you don't see her anywhere else in the ship.
I tell Higgs I don't know. Boating. I can't see her.
Look, feel free to sit down on the... I'll make sure the Cassia is here. She's somewhere on the ship. This big ship. People tend to get lost. But feel free to treat yourselves to whatever you want. We've got some fine... Have a good day. It's kind of like slowly walk out of the room.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Yeah, so they're shell-shocked too, but they're alive, and you've just taken them out of like a... semi-cramped area and put them somewhere safe with food, so they're feeling pretty good about that. Okay, so anything else? You guys good?
No, I think we're good.
Okay, so you arrive in orbit. I mean, you've made this jump before, right? Like you your first mission was to drop off some equipment here. You have a message waiting for you. It's a reply to the one that Piani sent before.
Sure.
But instead of like a general like traffic message, it's a message from Dr. Seckler, who is the doctor that you you helped out in the first episode. It just says like basically just like contact me when you get within range.
Okay.
And it's like her private comm address.
Who had the Didn't Victor deal with the doctor mostly?
I think so.
Awesome. So I relay to the rest of the crew.
Okay.
The doctor wants to, you know, wants us to contact him.
As we get, you know, moonbound or something like that, Sakarian wakes up, starts putting on his suit, and he has a splitting headache, but he's getting ready to get going.
Okay.
All right. I'll make the contact.
All right. So again, you get a video feed. It's Dr. Seckler, like it was before. She looks much like you remember her, like middle age, half Japanese, I think, woman, wearing like a lab coat with the Richardson like beaker logo on it. And she seems like most of the people you've seen recently. Looks like she hasn't slept well or much, or like seems a little stressed out. She recognizes you if you feedback video, but we'll just start talking if you don't.
I'll feedback video.
Okay. So she says, Swansong, it was a surprise getting your message. What are you doing here? What can we do for you?
We're bringing a bunch of refugees from Andoni to the moon base.
We got a message about that. Now, I don't know if we have a lot of room, but we can try and make do if you want to drop some off.
Well, it's what we've been instructed to do. We've got about 50 people. We need to get them off immediately.
Okay. I think that we can handle that. Do you know what happened? Any news of what happened on the planet?
We don't. All we know is that people are trying to escape now, and they're using every resource that they can find. In fact, you didn't just have a Majid starship here by chance, did you?
No. No, I mean, no ships besides yourself recently. Some messages from Andoni, but why do you ask?
I didn't think so. We ran into some folks earlier. It shouldn't be a problem. We're going to go ahead and bring her in.
All right. Before you cut comms, she says, how long have you been in system, Swansong?
Guys, how long have we been in the system?
I mean, it's been like 10 hours. Like, basically,
well, no.
It was a 9-hour trip to the thing. I mean, it's been
gun,
like...
It's been a few days.
Yeah, yeah, a couple really? Days.
Yeah, because you were here to go to Andoni.
This
and
was
then
a
you
6-hour
were...
trip. It was 20 hours back and forth. Well, not quite 20 hours. No, it's been about a day.
But we were like also in system while we were heading towards Andoni, too, right?
We've been in system since half an hour after the D-Day.
A few days.
You were in system before that, too. Basically, she's just asking you, like, yeah. So you say a few days?
A few days.
Okay. She says, I would love to pay you to get a look at your sensor logs. There's been a lot of strange ambient communication data, and anything we could pick up, even just scraping miscellaneous bits from your buffer, I would be happy to pay you for it.
I slam on the comp thing. How much are we talking?
She says...
17 tanks worth.
It would take about an hour. 10,000 credits.
Can you do it while we're dropping these people off?
Yes, absolutely. We would just need access to your incoming and outgoing sensor data.
I mean, we can do that without them safely finding other things on the ship.
Maybe. You'd have to make a computer roll if you wanted to, like, sector off specific data or anything.
There's no need to do it, Higgs. The last thing we need is them finding Pi.
Yeah, you're probably... Yeah, I'd go on the cup. No, we're all right. Don't worry about it.
All right, well, if you keep backups of your data and you change your mind, please, we would be happy to take a look at them. I suspect there's going to be some information gathering that's required. We're sending a team to the planet, but if we could prepare them in any way, that would be good. But I understand your private data is your own.
We can debrief you as best as possible.
I suppose we will see you soon, Swansong.
Yep, we'll be there
we'll
in
be
a bit.
There.
We'll keep going.
Okay. All right, so you guys head off towards the planet. It only take like an hour to like dock and go through all that process. So the refugees offload. So just to give you an idea, so you guys are approaching the moon, and it's just like a little like Ceres or something, like a little moon like that, orbiting a huge gas giant, because Richardson does like fuel research here. So they have kind of like a Bespin situation where they send probes down and they like get gas samples and do like research for fuel. You get sent to one of their like off facilities, like a warehouse that they've kind of like rigged up with life support, and you can like unload the passengers. So you land, you're met by a couple of Richardson people, like security forces, but they're not like, they're just like guys who happen to have guns. They're not like trained security guys like Securian or like army dudes. And it's all very cordial. They're just, you know, they show you where to land and like offload everybody. You see Cassia, she gets reunited with her mom and her sister, and they leave. And eventually the ship is empty again. You know, like all of your refugees have left.
I still have comms to Cassia.
Yeah, I mean, you can see her off because she's in the cargo hold, right?
Yeah, I go and stop her. I'm just like, so, Cassie, what you got to do? Just live life up here on the moon?
She shakes her head. She's like, well, we can't stay here. This is a research facility. I mean, we're refugees now, so I don't know.
Kind of like look back at the rest of the crew, and I'm like counting in my head. There's 4 plus Wu, and then we have Reggiani on board, right?
Yeah, Virginia on board, yeah.
Okay. I'm kind of like looking at the ground and look back up at her. And can you do anything else but shoot a gun?
She laughs. She's like, I can barely do that, Higgs. And she looks over her shoulder at the people getting off. She's like, I know where you're going with this, and I appreciate it. I do. You're not as much of an asshole as I thought.
I mean, I'm but okay.
That is not true.
She looks around to make sure that none of the rest of the crew heard her say that to you. Like, she's like, I get it. You have to be a dick. It's fine. But I know, like, you're trying to be nice. She's like, but these people are going to need me. Someone has to be in charge of them. And Richards is not going to hold on to us forever, and I don't want them to get picked up by the first slave ship that comes by.
No need to worry about that.
Just like,
you're like, it'll probably be the second or the third one.
She's like, all right, well, if you need anything, let me know. If shit gets wild, let me know. We're probably always I don't know. We might be a ways away, but we'll eventually help if you need it.
Yeah, she extends her hand to, like, shake your hand.
Yeah, I shake her hand. See her off.
All right.
Have a good one.
She looks at you and it's like, well, it'll be better than on the planet anyway.
Yeah, that planet's fucked.
And everyone laughed.
Yeah,
we all laughed. Freeze frame, roll credits.
As the disheveled refugees make their way onto the moon base.
Yeah, your planet blew up, suckers.
Yeah. We can end there, actually. That's perfect.
I think that's a good place to end, for sure. Right.
Sounds good.
So for doing the little mini, like, one-session mission, everybody can have 300 experience.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. And then, Prosper, you resolved that other goal you sent me. So that's another 300 for you. Look at you rolling in experience today.
Was there perhaps another goal that I've had for some time that I was able to resolve?
I only have one goal on file for you.
Well, I can copy paste that other one to you.
Okay. Show me that other one.
Whoop. It was this one, which I've had for a long time. That was like one of the first.
Mm-hmm. I remember this one. I think you're still working on it.
Damn it.
Yeah, but keep doing that. You're on your way.
Good.
I don't know if impress is the best word, but I definitely did something with others with quick wit and on the spot thinking.
Man, you need to have goals that's like,
I know, I need to redo my goals.
Prove to someone I'm not a total asshole. Or
I'll work on my goals.
We can talk about goals.
The other one will stay. The third one is always going to be that.
Yeah, between sessions, everybody, like, message me the goals that you want to have. But, like Steven messaged me a goal within the first, like, 10 or 15 minutes of the session, and so we just added that one on.
Gotcha.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, I think that's it. Congratulations. Good job getting experience.
Anyone level up? We all?
No.
Okay. All right.
I still need to spend my skill points from the other one.
I still have 5 skill points I haven't used, only because I don't know how, and I don't really care.
I think I still have 2.
Yeah.
I know you I can use them for skills and stuff, and it says that. Can you use them for stats?
No, your stats will never change.
Okay.
Stats.
So only 4 skills? That's the only thing they can be used for?
Yeah.
All right. I'll look into that then. Maybe do something. All right. Let's do some shout-outs and wrap the show. Jeff, you want to start us off?
Sure thing. Thanks to Joyce for tuning in. Always a blast. Just follow me on Twitter, EG in Control. I always stream on Twitch, in Control TV there. And I don't have anything too terribly big to talk about or tease coming up. Have an interview with BBC America this week that should be pretty fun. Not sure what capacity it's being released.
Nice. Did that other interview you did? Is that up somewhere?
Yeah, I just Facebooked it, and it's I tweeted a while ago. Suppy tweeted it. It's out there. It's floating around. It's not super amazing, but it's kind of fun. That's it.
Cool stuff. You still playing CSGO? Is that your mainstream game?
CSGO, StarCraft 2. That's what I do.
Okay. CSGO first or second?
I've been playing a lot of it lately, but StarCraft's still who I am and what I am.
All right. Gotcha. Wheat, do some shout-outs.
Listen, Sector 407. There's a tank that belongs to the swan song there. Never forget.
We're going
back. Yeah, somebody write a goal. Get that goddamn tank.
That's going to be one of my tanks.
I am.
My goals, I think.
You gave it up so quick, Higgs. You got it.
Dude, I was going to die.
I don't know about that. I don't know. Thank you guys for watching another episode of Swan Song. You know where to find me, twitch.tv/DJWheat. On Twitter, DJ Wheat. And I'll see you guys soon for Mirror Shades, yo.
On Thursday.
Thursday.
Steven, hope you feel better, man. Why don't you do some shout outs real quick?
So Thanks for watching, guys. Swan Song is always a blast. You can find more of me this Friday on JP's channel doing Being Everything Else with Adam Coble.
Yeah.
And you can find more of me this Saturday doing West Marches. So, yeah.
What time
you
is
can
that?
Follow me. At, I think it's 3 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
Sounds yeah.
Good. What were you going to say? Yeah. Follow you on something?
Follow me, Silent Osiris, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, whatever.
Whatever. He doesn't care. Yeah. Don't follow him.
Follow me on whatever.
Follow him on whatever. Last but not least, Adam, a.k.a.
Steven
2.0.
I need to get an invite to that whatever action.
Whatever. What's that?
Anybody got a whatever invite?
It's probably an app. There's probably an app for
it's
that.
It's an app. I think there's an app. yeah, thanks for coming, everybody. I love Swan Song. This is always so much fun. We're getting really good at playing this game. Like not just getting good at like knowing how the mechanics work, but I think everybody's really getting into their characters, and like the universe is starting to feel like a real place. It's pretty cool. Yeah, if you like Swan Song and you want to watch any of the like extraneous action, I do a GM turn, which is like the director's cut special stuff. It's on my Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/AdamCoble. So you should follow me over there. I also stream. I'm doing a Let's Play of Fallout 2 right now, and I restart doing more like roleplay related stuff now that I have the time to start doing streaming. Otherwise, yeah, just follow me on Twitter at SkinnyGhost, and I will talk to you about nerd stuff because that's what I do. And if you have questions about tonight's episode that I will not answer, but I will be entertaining you not answering, jump over to JP's subreddit, reddit.com/r/MEJP. There'll be a Q&A up by the time we stop being live. So come on over.
By the time we stop being live. Friday at 8, I'm adding it to the calendar, is the only reason I'm asking. Being everything else? Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. For those Friday who don't know, being everything else is Adam and Steven talking mess about DM stuff. I'm not the promoter for the show, nor am I on it, but I'll do the production.
Yeah.
And they'll do a much better job than we will.
The secret mysterious arts of being the GM.
There you go. There you go. All right, guys, that's going to do it for Swan Song. We'll let you guys know when we're... Actually, no, we won't. Okay, yeah, we will, but it's not going to be next week because I'm gone all week. So
yeah, I'm actually, that works out good because I'm gone for GDC and then PAX.
Yeah, so it's I'll talk to you guys about it during the break, and I'll talk about to you guys the show after the show. So we're out. We'll see you guys later. Have a good
day. Bye.